Good morning. I'd like to welcome those who are tuning in online. We have 44 devices tuning in with us this morning from Oklahoma, Texas, Iowa, Arkansas, Washington. Glad that y'all are with us. Let me run through the announcements at the beginning today. Let me hit our announcements for today. Tomorrow, we are having our Monday Night for the Master for the month, and so remember that tomorrow night, and the blood drive same night. So blood drive starts at 5, Monday Night for the Master at 6, and Hope Harbor is coming to pick up items this Thursday. You have until Thursday to get those items here for Hope Harbor fellowship meal next Sunday, which is the fifth Sunday of the month, the fellowship meal. And a reminder to bring extras for our visitors so we can invite them. We'll have no Bible hour next Sunday, with it being the fifth Sunday, and we need a teacher and an adult helper for Bible hour in August. We have pictorial copies of our pictorial directory in the foyer for you to pick up. The teens will be going to an after-camp Devo at Fort Gibson today. They'll leave at 3:30, get back at 10, and then I have an asthma inhaler and some paper that was with it. Now, I claim the paper. It looks just like some that I've had. It has a... that's beside the point. If this is your inhaler, and if you're honest enough to not come and claim an inhaler for this little bit of money, but I want to get this back to whoever's it belongs to. It was left here last Sunday. And so wanted to let you know about that. So this morning, I'm going to present on the importance of our young people and the value of bringing them up in the Lord. And then following that, we'll have an invitation song. Following that, Tom is going to come up and share some from the elders, and then Curtis will and Bob will close things out in a prayer. The fact is, we are in a transition time now in our youth program, and the elders have taken some time to stop and pray about this and think about this. And we'd like to really have God direct us in this and help our young people get to heaven is what we want. And so, but that's what we'll do this morning. So we're going to start in our first scripture is Proverbs 22, verse 6. We'll start there. Our kids are back from camp. Definitely want to thank Zach Food. We owe him thanks for being at camp this week and taking care of our young people, bringing them home yesterday. And in this transition, Zach agreeing to stay on and help us get through a couple things like that. Church camp is a big, big time of service. And so thank you, Zach. Appreciate Kristen being down there as a counselor and serving in that way. It's wonderful to know when your kids are at camp, we have some good adults watching over them and helping to guide them. And so want to thank them as well as Matt Tucker for driving them down last Sunday. So Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." And this is a reminder of scripture that you've probably heard before, but a reminder about us as parents, what we're trying to do with our children. And, you know, truthfully, it can be challenging sometimes what really is important to us, and yet activities of life that also, you know, they vie for our attention. I remember when Abby's been in a few different sports, but when she was in softball, if you've never had a kid in ball, baseball or softball, it's a different deal. But I remember, you know, often during that time and one season kind of rolls into another. But anyway, we'd have practice Tuesday night, we'd have practice Thursday night. You have to get everything ready for that, helping with that, come home, turn around. If it's a tournament that weekend, oftentimes it was Friday night. We have to get kid from school, get everything ready, it's hot outside. You have to get your water, you have to get your food, you know, the uniform, the cleats, all the equipment. Get there. That's not talking about my equipment. I've got to get all my equipment ready to be outside in the heat and to suffer while I cheer my kid on. So you do that Friday night. Wherever that location is, you turn around and come back and you get ready for Saturday. You know, Do I wash the uniform or not? She's going to get it dirty Saturday. As soon as she plays a game, it's going to be dirty. Anyway, you've got uniform. You've got all the equipment to take for Saturday. How are we going to survive this heat? That tournament goes Saturday. A lot of those go into Sunday. We did our best, and because our policy Sunday was our kid is going to be in church, ideally here, but somewhere, and then they'll go and play games after that. But it was I remember the challenge during that time, and I read a motto or a kind of a statement. You know, on social media, when you look at someone's social media page, they can kind of post a statement that reflects them. And this person's statement was, love God, like sports. Like sports. Love God, like sports. And I remember, and I'm not picking on sports. This is just as an example. There are many things our kids get involved in or you as a family get involved in. And I remember times when it was, we had to really evaluate and are we loving sports and liking God? Or are we loving God and liking sports? But things in our life, there are things in our lives as families that we're trying to juggle and trying to raise your children, and on Sundays trying to get to church, and there are other opportunities to be here and around God's people and to guide them, and it's a challenge. But I want to tell you, I want to make this statement, and this statement alone summarizes my sermon today. In the end, the only thing that will matter to you is, will your children be in heaven? Amen. At the end, did we make family memories? Great. Were my children successful adults? Wonderful. Did they have experiences? That's great. Did they chase their dreams? Wonderful. In the end, the only thing that will matter to us is, are they in heaven? Are they in heaven with me? And so that's a sobering thought, but a reminder. And God knows that. He has told his people from the beginning. With God's people in the Old Testament, you know this passage. It says, you shall teach them to your children. This is God's commands. Teach them to your children, talking of them when you're sitting in your house and when you're walking by the way. And when you lie down and when you rise, you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. What is that all saying? It's saying, teach your children about God every way you can and anytime you can. Every way, anytime. And you know, as we raise our kids, we want to teach them lots of things. We teach them things to protect them. When they're young, we teach them about stranger danger. Don't run out into the street. You stop when I say stop. When they're older and they're leaving home, we teach them, check your oil. Check your oil in your vehicle. When we see them earning money and spending money, we tell them, save your money. We try to guide them right, don't we? But in all the things we teach them, teaching them to have a relationship with God and to walk with God is so far above everything else. A couple passages on training up children. Ephesians 6:4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And another one in Colossians, fathers, do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged. These are talking about how fathers, we're to train our children up in God, but don't be too hard on them. Don't be too harsh. As fathers, we are capable of being too harsh. But these passages say we want our children to go the right way, but we don't want to discourage them. And there are other ways you can discourage your children. One thing children have a problem with sometimes is if grown-ups are telling me to do the right thing, but grown-ups are not doing the right thing. Grown-ups are telling me I need to be at this standard with God, but grown-ups aren't at that standard with God. And if they see a discrepancy or a double standard, young people can be very, that can be a stumbling block for them. And so as adults, it is important for us to remember, I need to show the example, and when I fall short as an adult, I need to own it and talk to them about that and say, I need to do better. Maybe it's a parent. I need to do better as your parent. I'm telling you the right thing, and I'm trying to do the right thing. But remember not to lay a stumbling block for your children. And this is our, at the heart of today's lesson, Psalm 127, 3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. Incidentally, I want to pause just for a second. I don't have the time today to talk about the value of human life and the topic of abortion, which is an enormous topic in our society right now. But I just want to make the point that human life is precious, and God grants it. And I'm not talking about in a sense of saving a mother's life, you know, being in danger, but just on the topic of abortion. Human life is precious because it comes from God. And may we honor that and help in that. This verse reminds us of that. And then verse 4, like arrows in the hand of a warrior are children in one's youth. What does a warrior do with arrows? Some of you hunt, some of you bow hunt. You aim that arrow, you do everything you can so that arrow hits its target at the right time. That's what that's all about. And with parents, that's the same thing with us. Here's another good passage on raising our children. Only take care, keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. You think about it, our children are going to grow, they're going to experience life, they're going to go through changes and struggles. Will the faith that we try to help instill in them, their relationship with God, will that survive it? That's what this verse is saying. May it not depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children. And I want to remind you, if your grandparent had a major spiritual influence on your life, raise your hand. Amen. Grandparents are very influential. And so I'm talking about parenting, but sometimes grandparents take the lead on spiritual development for children. And the great verse reminding us how we're to live, seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is this, God's people, the church. That's the kingdom of God. Well, there's an eternal kingdom in heaven, but this is God's kingdom on earth. This is what we're to be about. I want to leave you with this story. And next Sunday, I intend to preach on, the elders have asked me to preach on this topic of our children and teens, but in the aspect of our church family partnering with parents in raising our teens and helping them to go to heaven. So a story from the sinking of the Titanic. This is a family, Rhoda Abbott and her sons. This picture was taken a few years before they were on the Titanic, because by that time the boys were 16 and 13. They were both teenagers. But they were on the Titanic. They were returning to America, and the family managed, when the boat began to sink, they managed to reach the boat deck by climbing a steel ladder onto the stern. They walked over ropes that were left from the lifeboats, which had already been launched. They get to the edge of the boat. The lifeboats are already off the boat. They're looking into the water, trying to reach a lifeboat. They found collapsible C, one of the lifeboats. Collapsible C. They spotted that, and it was being loaded, but only women and children, and she had two teenage sons. So she declined to go in order to stay with her teenage sons. In the final moments, her and her boys jumped from the deck. She managed to get to collapsible A, the only woman in that boat, but her beloved sons were lost. It took a long time for her to recover from the effects of the injuries and exposure to the water that night. Of course, she never recovered from losing her boys. And I share that with you because our life on earth is like the Titanic sinking. This world is sinking. Our lives will end and we'll stand before God in judgment. The only thing we'll care about is, did I survive judgment? Will my children survive judgment? Will they be in God's favor at judgment? And I'm confident that's the only thing that will matter. I tell you, if your children are young, if your children are at home, you have a window of opportunity to influence them. To influence them greatly, you have a window. And if they're teenagers, your window is closing. And when they're grown, you still have influence, but nothing like when they're young. And so let us have a prayer, then we'll have an invitation song. But let's pray about this if you'd go with me to the Father. God, we come to you and we pray for your guidance and your direction and your help, that we would put you first in our lives, that we would guide our young people better, our children better. We would devote more to you. We'd be more faithful to you. We would walk with you better. We would invest more time in talking to our children about you, instilling faith in them, helping them to develop a relationship with you. We know this is important, and we get distracted by many things. And we pray you help us focus on what is eternally important. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to have this time a song of encouragement. And if you have a need this morning, maybe it's about this topic, or maybe it's some other burden that you have that you know that is with you. Maybe there's one here that you'd like to be free from sin. You'd like to become a Christian and put Christ on in baptism. If there's something we can help you with, please come while we stand and sing.
I stand to praise you, but I fall on my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. Like fire in my soul. Power of your healing begins. You breathe.